This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that we basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. It's, of course, day after Memorial Day. I hope everybody had a wonderful Memorial today. And I certainly did. It was a time very well spent. A lot of memories. A lot of memories. Hence Memorial Day. But, of course, a lot of tributes to our fallen soldiers and those that served and have given us the freedom that we enjoy today. Those in the service of our country, we salute. And, of course, my always saluting my father and my father-in-law, who both served very, very well in the United States Marine Corps together. Yeah, so Marine Corps stock right here. Anyway, stand your ground. That's us. As we talk about New California, which we're going to be doing a little bit later on in the show, it's Grievance Day. Oh, boy, Jerry Brown is really, really happy because we're up to grievance number 19. 19 weeks of grievances. Can you stand it? And it's growing. There's going to be more grievances coming. Excuse me. It is now time for, yes, a cup of coffee. Oh, boy. Oh boy, I'm sorry. Just handed that. Definitely got to have that, because you know what's going to be happening by the third hour. It's going to be rocking. Anyway, grievance number 19 is going to be delivered this morning at 11 o'clock Pacific time. So I'm sure the Jerry Brown administration is very happy to know that there's only 21 more left. Well, perhaps. There might be more. It just depends. I keep getting people saying they like the grievances so much, we need to go on and do more grievances. So there is some consideration as to opening the door up for additional grievances as we see fit. But right now, we're on task. We're on time. The time frame is working out for us for our grievances. So now, those of you who are a little bit tardy to what we do with the grievances, hang on to hour three, because we're going to be talking about how that whole thing plays out. Now, in memory of my father-in-law, who was a lifer in the Marines, served in Korea, Chosun Reservoir. Into his dying day, he hated snow, believe it or not. Chosun Reservoir. That's a fact. Those of you that knew or have heard of the Chosun Reservoir and what happened there, you need to look it up. You know, you don't get a lot of, you hear these stories that Clint Eastwood, Flags of Our Father, Letters from from Iwo Jima. Pretty good movies. I did have a chance to pick up on a couple. I've never seen, somebody bought me Flags of Our Fathers. And so this weekend, how much television do you really watch anymore except for the news and everything that you're getting on YouTube? Seriously? I'm serious. I mean, that was a big revelation as I met with people and shared some good times with some people this weekend. It was a big revelation collectively amongst us. And my generation, we're just turning off the TV. And so are other people. And now there's been a big step function increase in, and this, you knew this was going to happen. You just knew it. In what we're getting, being able to be compressed and digitized through the television and through YouTube in particular. Of course, YouTube is a federal government operation. Oh, boy. And what we've done, or what they've been able to do, is now give us live streaming of shows and so on. Virtually, we are on the verge of eliminating cable TV as we know it. Now, I know that there's a lot of the millennials, I know my kids have given up cable TV. They've never even put it in their homes. And they just said they grew up with it, which is kind of interesting, isn't it? They grew up with cable TV 24/7. We saturated our kids with cable, or at least they had it available to them. And what happened was is that cable TV is now in its waning days, I believe. I talked to a Verizon. Oh, I shouldn't say the company. Should not say the company. But I did have a chance to talk to one of the cable experts out there, and they said the same thing, that the business model for cable television and so on is absolutely gone. I mean, because of what they're experiencing right now with YouTube and all the others. Because I told him, I said, look, why should I... This was in a discussion. He was not representing the company or anything. We're just having a philosophical conversation amongst friends, and he just happens to be in the business, a business. And he was talking about this, and he said, it's done. It's over. You know, just give it a couple more years, and everybody's going to be contracting. And all this infrastructure that they have built out for cable is just all going to be started being used for, for internet accessibility and capabilities and further internet. And there's a whole bunch of real space cadet type stuff out there that's going to be happening. So virtually, the handhelds, everything, have eliminated cable TV. You know, first we had air broadcast television that was eliminated. Before that, we had radio. And radio still, in my opinion, as we do radio, of course, in my opinion, is the best bang for the buck because it's free. You guys, it's nice to have you purchase our products and so on to keep us afloat. We really do appreciate, or make the donations that you make. We really do appreciate that. Just go to our website, agenda21radio.news, donate. This medium here of radio will never go away. Of course, AM radio has. It's in its waning days. A lot of people don't realize that. A lot of countries don't have AM radio anymore. They just got rid of it. It's too old, dilapidated, and dirty, and the infrastructure is terrible in a lot of AM radio stations. And digital eliminates it. You know, and again, we're going to give a shout-out to where we are on Red State Talk Radio. Heck, we're one of the leading-edge producers of live talk radio around the nation, 36 hours of continuous talk radio around the nation, right now, around the world, digitally. And we have gobs of radio stations that we've said, sure, pick up our signal, take it, take our shows. Right now, we're being broadcast to over hundreds of stations. I don't even know who they are. But, you know, back in the day, we had to be in touch with all these people. And what a circus that was. Unless you got yourself some big fat contract, you know, from one of the big boys, which, quite frankly, here I sit unfat from a non-contract because I turned the contracts down because they wanted me to drop the byline that I opened my show with. Stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. They didn't like that. I said, that's not happening. That's me. That's what we're going to do. And I'm glad we have. I know we've turned down a lot of money to, you know, for those. But, you know, there's also something, like in the case of my situation, there's also something to be said about me being, you know, free to say whatever I want to do and when I say it, which, by the way, I know makes a lot of people very happy. And I'm glad I've been saying it. And I've had the freedom to do it. Now, that's where we have a lot of problems coming up, though. But anyway, we got a break coming up. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about Korea and what's going on there. This Donald Trump, if he can shake and bake Korea and change things in Korea, what do you think he's going to do to California? Stay tuned. I think I know. And it has to do a lot with New California State. We'll be right back.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just just $99. ElfieMan is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
He's undoing the U.S., one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Let's see, black or blonde? Starbucks trains staff on bias. Jeez, these people. Aren't you just sick of political correctness? And you know what? I don't think I'll ever go back into Starbucks again. I'm just... this meddling in our culture from a coffee shop. What? What's wrong with me and you and the rest of us all just kind of like, getting along? I mean, come on. Rather than the corporate dictates, the fascist, he's a fascist. Starbucks has turned fascismo. That's just what it is. We just have to own up. They want to correct our behavior because they think we're, you know, there's something bad and evil about us. So they're going to correct our behavior, and they're going to start with their own employees. You know, and what really, I'll tell you, that whole thing in Philadelphia, what an embarrassment to Starbucks. What an embarrassment to everybody. A person at the store made a screwed up mistake. And then all of a sudden, a whole corporate people have to be blamed now. So all their employees are blamed for racist. They're just cornered as racist bigots. And now we look at Starbucks and there's the racist bigoted group. And this guy's bringing it upon himself. And there's no racist bigotry in any of that stuff. I'm sure that employee feels terrible when they got fired. They made a mistake. Something was going on, and they had wrong protocols. They shouldn't have said what they did or whatever, or they shouldn't have been characterized. But you know, this is now on us as a nation to be worried about that. Too little, too latte, it says. Chain losing its mojo. I mean, see... listen, I blame Starbucks. I blame the management. I mean, for them trying to rule from a coffee cup, from a latte, and foist their opinions upon our culture and society to try and change my opinion about something. And I'm not, you know, listen, and it, ultimately a lot of this comes from the fact that if you're not a racist, we're going to make you one, or make you feel about your own white guilt. We're going to make you feel bad about your white privilege. We're going to make you feel bad about your brown privilege, your black privilege, because everybody's got privilege, right? I wonder how the Starbucks are doing in Compton, California these days with black people. Huh? I haven't heard Starbucks taking on the racist bigotry that's coming from some real racist folks coming across the border that are Mexicans, communist Mexicans. And by the way, the Mexicans don't like the communist Mexicans. Let's just face that right up front. The Raza down south means something different from La Raza up north. That's a fact. When you talk about racist, bigoted thugs and punks, the communists, the Maoists, that are south of the border, destroying the black culture, the black communities in California, by the way. This has been going on for years. And now, try and find black people in Compton. That's because of the hatred that these racist thugs of La Raza and folks have had toward, and the gangs have had toward blacks. No one wants to talk about that. We need to get that out there. I'm sorry. I was triggered. I was triggered, Will Johnson. I'm triggered, I tell you. Anyway, we got more important things going on. And I just, every time I see this story, I got to tell you a great story. I went to Washington, D.C. in 2012. Okay, this is the gig in 2012. 2011? 2011? Yeah. I had to go to for a school thing as a superintendent. So I flew off to Washington, D.C. for a big conference there at that big, huge, beautiful hotel right outside of, it's in Baltimore, actually. And I'm not going to say the chain's name. It was beautiful. God, it was just gorgeous. I just take a vacation for a week just to sit in the building. I mean, you know, it's one of those kind of beautiful places. And there's a lot of those places on the East Coast, I know. Trump Towers and so on. I mean, you just have to sit there and just take it all in, absorb it and all that. But anyway, so I was given the honor. And again, this is a Korean thing. This is a Korean thing. I was given the honor to speak and to talk and stuff. I met Arne Dunk and, it was an interesting conference. It was all about No Child Left Behind. And we were in there with everybody from around the nation, all of us educators. I sat down with Arne and some people, and we all quickly, at the table, it's about 25 people, and we all quickly surmised that Arne Duncan did not know diddly squat about public education, nor did he know anything about Race to the Top or any of the stuff that goes along. I mean, not one even, nothing. So when he got up and left from the table, we all looked around at each other. And I said at one point, I said, is anybody going to make any kind of comment? Now, listen, there were liberals in this. There were some real, and people of all colors, by the way. And the consensus was, we are all in trouble in public education with a leader like Arne Duncan. This guy was as stupid as they got. I mean, we all knew he was just, talk about a potted plant. He wasn't even worth the dignity of the soil in the pot. So anyway, needed to say. So along comes this thing. I got to go over and see the memorials. You know, when I go to Washington, I always like to walk along the mall and everything. So I'm walking along, and it's kind of rainy. It's kind of drizzling, a summer rain type of thing. And walking along, I'm going to the Korean Monument. And I kept thinking about my father-in-law, Ron Hardy. Just kept thinking about him. You know, God, this is just amazing. You know, because I'd seen it before, but, you know, I was going to spend some real time there. And because it was the memorial, if you haven't seen it, it really is a tribute to the Chosun Reservoir, is what it is. And it's a platoon walking in, you know, formation along a road, theoretically up a hill. And they're spread apart, so, you know, as they are in patrol. And they're all wearing their warm suits and everything. And I start walking up to the monument. And as soon as I start walking up to the monument, my phone rings, and it's my daughter. And I set foot right at the monument. I'm looking right at the base of the monument and the plaques and everything. And she goes, Dad, I just have to call you and tell you that I'm pregnant with your first grandbaby. So I said to myself, honey, do you know where I'm standing right now? And I told her, of course, the tears, you know. I said, this is where I'm standing right now, where they pay tribute to Grandpa. And it was a beautiful moment. And now Donald Trump is going to put an end to that war. I mean, that just to me is amazing if you think about it. That's been since 1953 that war has been raging. And I mean raging in the sense that there hasn't been, you know, the shooting and part of the war that my father-in-law had experienced at the time when he was there. He was wounded once in back in the day, what they did when you were wounded in Korea, they sent you to recuperate in Japan, flew you right back, got back with your unit. I know they did that with World War II and other places as well, but you know, he was in a helicopter crash, of all things, and was wounded badly, and they resuscitated, and they brought him back and said, you're out there right in time for Chosun. So, you know, oh boy, you know, one of those kind of deals. But now we're facing the time in which this war is going to come down to an end. It's been that long, the hatred, the anger, that whatever prompted that war, by the way, which was, of course, the end of World War II, and the history that goes on there. Do you know your history about these things? In the juxtaposition of time and place, right now, with any of that? And do you understand what's happening to our cultures and societies? The same evils that brought us that war and World War II are on the march. We just can't let these things end, then continue again. We have to take advantage of it. Know your history. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. It's kind of interesting looking at a number of things on Drudge right now. And this isn't going to be one of these I told you so moments, but it will probably turn into one very quickly. There's a couple of things going on. Soros sees major financial crisis brewing, red flags suddenly soaring in markets, public pension funds could run dry. Okay, now, when I start to see that in this is considered Monday for me, of course. When I start to see that sort of thing going on, I have got to get my good friend Chris Street on the radio to tell us what in the world is really going on, because it is one of these moments where we're going to say, we told you so, Chris told you so, and here it is. Now, months and months later, things are starting to brew. Chris, welcome to Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, always nice to be here, Paul. And, you know, I want to upset the card again and say what's really going on here is President Trump, Dennis Shea, our ambassador at the World Trade Organization talks in Geneva, said that China has unwritten technology transfer requirements when you try to do business in China with their state-owned enterprises, and President Trump is going to smack a 25% tariff on all tech exports from China to the U.S. This is a huge issue and is about to upset the acquisition of the largest container port operation in the U.S. in Long Beach. So, you know, in classic Trump style, I give you a little, you give me a lot. I turn around a week or so later and I, you know, slap you in the face and demand more. The difference is that the United States has finally got somebody who understands the person that has the power. In the case of the U.S., the wealth makes the rules.
Well, you know, this this whole thing, I want to go back to, please tell us about what's going on with the big acquisition of the Port of Long Beach.
Well, in classic style, the Port of Long Beach Container Operations, which is the biggest in the U.S., and I think it's probably number four, number five in the world, were going to be sold from a Taiwan company to a state-owned enterprise called Costco Hygiene. And Costco Hygiene, of course, is a very important state-owned operation by the Chinese, headquartered in Shanghai. And it was announced almost a year ago, and they're just in the process of closing it. It could have closed in June, any day in June. And kaboom, President Trump, knowing all these things, lowered the hammer on the Chinese. And that port processed about 60% of the Chinese exports to the U.S. So think it's big? Tremendous.
Now, under what authority did Trump use to do that?
It's Tuesday. actually, it's a 301. Authority 301 trade, you know, countervailing trade requirements. But I think probably more than that, it's just Tuesday. You know, it's a part of the process that Donald Trump understands that when you're winning, you don't, you know, take money from the Chinese and, you know, have your party take money from the Chinese and just give away America. He don't care. He understands winning and losing. When you're winning for a reason.
Right.
These people aren't there to be nice to you. This is business.
Well,
he understands business.
I always used to tell my athletes when I was a coach, when you're winning, don't lose.
Well, that's the whole point. I mean, you know, the problem, there's two things you don't want to do. I'll tell you that Donald Trump knows you inflict the largest amounts of pain possible during negotiations. But after you win, you become exceedingly nice, complimentary, and you feel sorry for the losers. It's a strategy that works. Because if you, you know, humiliate them, they're going to find a way to come back and beat you later. But a great team, when you're ahead, you put the wood to them, and you know you finish, and then you talk about how great they played.
That's right. God, what a great game you guys had.
Yeah, the fact that we won by 35 points, you know, that
you played well.
I was just fortunate or something. But you played, you know, I really thought your defense was, you know, very tough for us, and you know it does two things. First of all, you let them have their pride. Secondly, they go, my God, that was our best game, and we still lost.
Yes, God, phenomenal. So anyway, this of course has huge implications for the state of California, doesn't it?
I've said over and over and over again that the script has been flipped, and we were talking about this on the air just a week ago when I said California was the winner in basically exporting America's wealth. You know, in exchange for, you know, manufacturing goods from China. The outsourcing of labor and all that worked great for Nancy Pelosi and her crowd because California was the point of transfer for all these goods and got all the import-export benefits. Having said that, if you're flipping the script and China's going, you know, it's going to go internal, kind of like the United States in the 1970s when we had the Rust Belt. If they're going to lose their manufacturing edge and, you know, turn inward, you know, that's great for America, not for California. Not so much.
Hmm. So the time is it has, in your mind, has the timing of what's going to be happening in California economically changed at all?
Oh, no, I think the Death Star is closer.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's what I mean.
I mean, I call it a meteor. If a meteor hits you, it's a Death Star. I went and saw the not so good Star Wars movie over the weekend. But I want to tell you, you know, there's just something about a Death Star approaching. and financially for California, that Death Star is the whole state is run on capital gains out of Silicon Valley. If that capital gains out of Silicon Valley goes away for some reason, you have a flat market in technology. And I'm not saying that the stock market goes away. I'm saying that they change leadership. Technology becomes the loser and somebody else becomes a winner. You know, you went for 30 years with manufacturing being the loser. You know, when these things turn, the last time you had a tech downturn, you know, remember when they some idiot drove planes into buildings?
Yep.
And, you know, tech stocks lost 85% of their market value. They came back later. I understand that. But, you know, these things don't have dividends. They don't have stability. They're as good as the latest iteration of iPhone sells in China. You know, this could all be blown up, and this could be a huge issue. You know, we're down 212 points, not so bad here in the U.S., but around the world, this is just earth-shattering. Because Trump is the first guy that says, I will punch you in the nose on technology. You know, technology somehow is supposed to have the opportunity to, you know, generate capital gains, which are taxed at a very low rate, outsource their, you know, tax rate to Ireland and pay like 0.5%. And, oh, by the way, you know, be able to have unlimited access to the Chinese market. The way they get unlimited access to the Chinese market is having their political, you know, fellow travelers, you know, cut deals that sell out jobs across America. You know, if the job sellout ends, you know, they're going to sell less iPhones in China.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the Chinese, and we're going to wrap this segment up, and I want to come back and talk about pension funds in a second, but the Chinese have their own economic problems at home.
Well, I always say there are 1,000 riots in China because they really are having a major, you know, existential downturn in manufacturing. It's been going on for about 35 years there, and they're just not competitive right now. They're not, you know, they don't work for two bowls of rice anymore. You know, there's some other place around the world, some starving, you know, Biafran, or some guy in Senegal who will work for two bowls of rice.
Well, hang on, Chris. We've got the music coming up and more of Chris Street. The big news economically, the downturn really has begun. And, of course, the effect on new California vis-a-vis California is going to be enormous. And just as predicted, it's happening by Chris Street. We'll be right back.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And welcome back with Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Chris Street, and we're talking about situations in the market. Markets are moving, and a couple of things that are really have caught our eye is that a lot of big people are saying that the market's going to turn down. Of course, Chris Street has been on the radio show many, many times for many, many months predicting that a big meteor is about to hit California, and particularly California's Silicon Valley, which is producing a lot of dividends, or it has been for a long time, keeping Jerry Brown and his monoparty system in place. That's all that is about to change, because, and of course, with that change will bring golden opportunities for New California State. One of the things, Chris, that's been brought up in this recent bevy, if you will, of stories that came out today about the market and so on, and about, of course, Donald Trump, as you brought out, has sort of put the hammer down on some of the Chinese and their acquisition of especially the port of Long Beach, which is a huge, huge port. If people, if you haven't been down there to see that, it's an enormous container port. And with railroad lines running all throughout, crisscrossing Southern California, getting out to the rest of the nation, as Chris said, it is the largest containerized port in the United States and one of the largest in the world. But that's all going to come to an end, perhaps, if the economy doesn't turn around in China, which we pointed out. But the other big issue that is huge is what's going to happen to the pension plans in California, CalPERS and STRS in particular. Chris, given this the story that's out right now by CBS News, which obviously these guys listen to you, their Money Watch, it says, study some public pension funds could run dry in downturn, which, of course, you've been talking about, the downturn for California, which will cause PERS and STRS to run dry. And by the way, the professor from University of Tennessee picked up on that and said it's an opportunity for New California. Your thoughts?
Well, Paul, I think it's the same issue over and over again. I mean, you know, if you, it's kind of like Jerry Brown, shame on you for believing me. You know, the idea that somehow you're going to earn 7% return on a pension plan every year without fail, and we're going to take high risk, and we're going to have hedge funds, and we're going to do all this fun stuff. And, you know, the smartest people in the world know that there are good times and there are bad times, and they surely aren't about compounded rates of return. If bonds are yielding about 3%, you're not going to compound rate of return consistently year after year at 7%. Now, you make up these numbers and you get some professional organization to say, well, we've done it for the last, you know, number of years. You know, there's no reason it won't happen in the future. You know, that driving in the rearview mirror is never going to get you a DMV license in California. You know, there are problems always in front of us, and we're going to go through bumps in the road. The problem with the bump in the road when you come to the pensions in California, that bump in the road is billions of dollars,
right?
500 billions of dollars, and could be even worse, because you know the accounting for this is kind of dicey.
Yeah, explain that. I think that the audience might.
Well, I mean, it's built on what are called assumptions. You know, the assumption that I'm going to make 7% every year for the next 25, 30 years because I've made it for the last seven. Well, okay, that's, I mean, in math you can say that. You go to Vegas and try to bet on the same bet because, you know, you came up the last four times with a seven, that they odds makers would say that's pretty low probability. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the accounting and the assumptions here have low probability, although they're given credibility by professionals. Now, we know what professionals are. Those people get paid.
Yeah, what a concept, what a thought. You know, the situation has some striking parallels currently right now in what you're hearing and what I'm hearing you say, because a lot of the things that you were saying today, we were hearing you were saying back in 1994, right immediately after, and then in 95, of the Orange County bankruptcy, which had a pension, fundamentally a pension issue. They had their county treasury, which is acting in a sense like a pension system. But you were saying the exact same things then as you're saying today.
Yes, they had a guy named Robert Citron.
Right.
Robert Citron was on the front page, I believe it was Forbes, wasn't it? As
yeah.
The best money manager in America, best short-term money manager in America. You know, I 14 months before Orange County filed the largest municipal bankruptcy in the history of the planet. You know, so just because I did good before doesn't mean I'll do good in the future. You know, it has to do with the structure of how you're managing money and, of course, if you can respond to changes in the game. California has been a home run because by the luck of the draw, they were the interface between imports and exports from China. That gave them they also had the leverage and location of having Silicon Valley, which is has been able to use its tech dominance to outsource its cost to places in the world where they work for two bowls of rice. The problem is everybody's advantage over time is whittled away. China's wages are up, I believe, 2,000% from 1990. You know, and they're sort of expecting to get a middle class life now. You know, they're really uncompetitive on manufacturing, and the government has been buying materials for them because they're all state-owned organizations that they buy oil at say $70 a barrel and turn around and sell it to the state-owned company at 12 on a contract. So miraculously, that state-owned company makes a profit and is able to pay those wages. But at some point, you actually have to make up for losing the money. And in China, they are laying off people in basic industries, mostly steel and coal. And there have been 1,000 riots a day in China because these people know, just like the people know, you know, in places like Cleveland, that when those, you know, those high-paying manufacturing jobs go away, they're not coming back for a long, long time, and people are angry about that.
And now you have, we got the music coming up, but now you have Donald Trump, who's kind of pushing people around on the issue, which is interesting, trying to bring jobs back to America. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here of Chris Street on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. We're with Chris Street. And Chris, are we going to get you to stay over for the next part of the first part of the hour?
Sure.
Okay. Anyway, I wanted to lead into this thing about the public pension funds here in California, maybe when we come back on that first segment, and then cover a whole, we got a whole bunch of other territory to cover in terms of what's going on with the California economy vis-a-vis New California and some timing issues. And we're going to actually go to our first convention. I'll announce it right here and now. That's the first convention for New California. It's going to be in Fresno, California. It's going to be the 20th and 21st of July. And there's going to be more information coming out in the next couple of days, so you can get tickets or whatever if you want to come to it. Public is invited. There is a fee to come. And it will be a convention, actually, to put the legislative body together, the Assembly and also the Senate. So that's pretty big news, don't you think, Chris?
Well, I think it's absolutely big news. And as I've said before, you know, this thing should be years in the future, but the crisis is approaching so much faster, and people need to get organized. This is there are so many issues that could metastasize into a crisis that you've got to be organized and ready for the answer. And that's really what New California is. It's the answer to the new environment.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Street is going to be back with us at the top of the next hour. And remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, also newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.